There was an advert that went out in the Manchester Evening News advertising the fact that the centre was being regenerated, and it would be great if women got involved at some level to help out with sort of the regeneration of the whole project, really. I used to get quite a lot of comments from people on the bus, because we had steel toe cap boots on and a donkey jacket and a hard hat. At the time, it raised a lot of, questions from people on the bus and the general public as to what was going on, you know, and whether I was a man or a woman dressed as I was. I never wanted to do your normal humdrum job that women usually pushed into. Well, they all thought I was potty. They thought I was mad. Because at that time, you know, you got to 16 at school and the careers office would say, did you want to be a typist or did you want to work in a shop or something like that? And I always wanted adventure and excitement. It was only as I became part of it, I realised the full story of the suffragettes and, you know, and what it was actually all about, which added another dimension to it altogether, really. I was brought up, you know, in my family to believe that women can do pretty much anything that men can do. The world's your oyster if you're prepared to go out and get it. And I've always led my life like that, to be honest. I've never been pigeonholed into thinking, you know, because you're a woman, these are the options.